Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to address your questions and real-life issues by phone at 1-800-677-9377. Something you'd like to talk about? Call now. 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to stay tuned and take part to learn how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're excited about beginning a new series, a new topic on Basic Gospel, spiritual warfare. It's something that we all encounter. I think very few of us really understand how to engage in that and come out victorious. But the Word of God really sets the stage for that. And it really pits this battle in terms of truth and error. That's why I think this passage in John 8, which we'll read in just a second, is so vitally important to us. It's not just a nice little verse that we can embroider and hang up on a wall. It has meaning to us, especially in relationship to this spiritual warfare that we encounter. And Jesus said this to the Jews who had believed him. Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples." So that just makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. If you hold to the teaching of Christ, you truly are a disciple. You may listen to the teachings of Jesus and discount them and come to a point and say, "I don't really agree with what he's saying. I'm going to go follow someone else." But if you hold to those teachings, if you believe that they're true, then you truly are a follower of Christ, a disciple. And then he says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Free from what? Well, in the context of this particular passage, it's free from sin and death. That was the whole nature of this conversation. Jesus said to the Pharisees, if you don't believe who I am, who I claim to be, then you're going to die in your sins. You're going to just remain spiritually dead, eternally separated from God. But if you will believe me, if you will hold to my teaching, if you will become a disciple, then you will know the truth that new life is available in Christ. And that new life will set you free from sin and death. Well, they had this argument with Jesus, and finally he just hits them right between the eyes with truth. He said, listen, if you're not going to believe me, then you're just going to die in your sins. And then he goes on to say, if God were your father, down in verse 42, you would love me, for I came from God and now I am here. We know that to be true. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came from above. He's not from here. He's from above. But he says, I've not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? And he answers that question, because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. Now he gives a description of what the devil's like. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. If you see the devil and his lips are moving, he's speaking a lie. Yeah. There is no truth in that guy, none whatsoever. And so here in this passage, we see the nature of spiritual warfare. It's truth against lies. What's Satan going to try to do? To get you to believe lies. Lies about what? Lies about Jesus, lies about his finished work on the cross, lies about his resurrection, the lies about what all that means for us here and now. That's what he's going to lie about. Yeah. He's going to accuse us. He's going to do everything in his power to keep us from seeing truth, truth that will set us free from the power of sin and death. Yeah. So that's the setup. That's what we're going to be talking about this entire month, is truth and error, and how Satan uses error in such an amazing way to blind us to truth. Our hope, as we work through all of the different passages in the New Testament that deal with this, is that we'll come through this month and understand how we can truly be victorious in this battle, how we can truly stand in truth, walk in truth, and see the truth lived out in our everyday experience. I think it's going to be a great month for us. Practical, helpful stuff that will really, I think, light us up in a way where we just learn to love God even more than we do before.
Yeah. You found Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher is here. Richard Piper is here. My name is Bob Davis. We thank you for joining us. We have plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock. We'd love for you to be a part of this particular edition of Basic Gospel. You can do so by picking up that phone right now and giving us a call. That number, 1-800-677-9377, go to the U.S. and in Canada, 1-800-677-9377. Bob, your intro, of course, leads right into the special offer that we have this month for Andrew Farley's book, Operation Screwtape, The Art of Spiritual Warfare.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful resource, and we want to put it into your hands for a gift of any amount this month, the Basic Gospel. This is our thank you gift. It's fabulous. Andrew did a very nice job. He writes it from Satan's perspective and a demon's perspective. What are they trying to accomplish in the lives of Christians? How are they trying to get us from truly believing the truth about Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
He divides it into three sections. The adversary has come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
Well, he divides it into three sections, stealing, killing, and destroying what Christ has done for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. So it's a fascinating read. It's easy reading. It's quick reading, but it's powerful stuff. So
yeah.
Take advantage of this offer for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. We will send you this as our way of saying thank you for joining with us in supporting this program.
And two immediate ways that you can place your order and make your gift. One, call our operator, 1-800-727-2828, during Central Time office hours to make your gift and request your copy of Operation Screwtape, The Art of Spiritual Warfare by Andrew Farley. Or you can go online to our website, basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. And you can request your copy that way. Either way, a good way to support the ministry and be rewarded for it at the same time.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina, and talk with Dana. Hi, Dana.
Hey, my brothers in Christ. You guys are definitely disciples in Christ, and you're a godsend. Thank you for helping me teach, minister the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
You talk about truth and being deceived, and in my 5 years of walking, the Holy Spirit's teaching me to read for the first time, but faith is confidence in what we hope for. And I experienced 3 years of being forced to be a Presbyterian, and the Holy Spirit was not happy with it. And God reflects things through me, but I'm glad I went through all that because now God allowed that so that he could teach me the truth, you know? And I don't want to ramble too much here because I can do that. But anyway, I just want to thank you guys, man. I mean, you're a godsend, and I love you. And thank you for sharing the truth and helping us walk in faith and walk in the Spirit. And Jesus Christ amazes me that he came here in the flesh. And I just live for him, and I love him so much. And I was just baptized, submerged for the first time in 5 years since he found me my deathbed. And I know it's just a celebration, and only God can give us salvation. But it kind of did something to me. And anyway, I just wanted to thank you, my brothers in Christ, for helping me to I seek the truth, man, and there's just so much confusion and doctrines, and I've been set free from all that stuff, and it's a process that I'm healing, and thank you is what I wanted to say, and I'm praising the Lord, and I'm asking God, please, to rain on you to keep the station open, because the radio has kept me alive. If it wasn't for the Christian radio, probably wouldn't be here today, 90.5 K-Love, and somebody turned me on to that because I knew nothing about Jesus Christ as being and how he walked in the flesh, and your books are just beautiful, And I'm rambling. I don't want to take up too
much
of your time.
Well, Dana, we sure appreciate your heart and
a good ramble.
Your kind words. Yes. That is very meaningful to us. And we all need truth. Pilate asked that question, what is truth? Mm-hmm. And I think all of us in life are on a quest for truth. And if we're really sincere about that, that quest is going to eventually lead us to Jesus Christ and to his finished work for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. That's the only place truth can take us. Why? Because Jesus Christ is truth. In him is all truth. He holds this world together. And Dana, I'm so glad that you have found him, or let me be a little more accurate, that he has found you, and he has given you new life through faith in him. So, Dana, that is just fantastic, and thanks for jumping on today.
Amen. Hosan. Can I just say, hey, happy Sheep Day, brother, if you're listening, and the voice, you guys are awesome. Keep up the hands and the feet of Jesus, man, and keep helping others and praying for others. And the good, I've been running into Good Samaritans, and you guys are, I'll leave it at that. Bless your hearts, you're God set, and you're definitely, your storehouse in heaven is definitely full. Your crown and your throne, your crown and your robe are waiting on you, and your chair is waiting on you as well as mine. And I say that in confidence. Bless your heart. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dana, and God bless.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye-bye now.
Okay.
And it's good to know that it's the Lord Jesus Christ by his Spirit working through this ministry.
Absolutely.
It's not us. It's
absolutely.
Him.
That's the whole deal. And that's part of this spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we start buying the headlines. You know, look how wonderful I am, and look at what we're doing. And, you know, it's all of Christ and none of us. There's not a single person on this planet that can save another person.
Right.
We just don't have that ability. That's why it's Jesus who saves. He's our Savior. He came. He died. He was buried. He was raised back to life. And so it's all of him. We get to participate. Maybe we get to plant a seed. Maybe we get to water a little bit. Maybe we get to do some other things.
And we're privileged to do so.
Absolutely. But all of that, when you juice it down, it's still him.
Yeah.
He's the source
Absolutely.
Of everything. And so all praise and glory and honor go to Jesus at all times. But Satan, he's cunning. He'll try to get your eyes off of him and on to you and say, and, you know, get you to ask these questions. You know, would the world be as good a place as it is today without you in it? Probably be a whole lot better.
Probably would. Well, we have open lines, 1-800-677-9377. Time on the clock, friends. We'd like for you to be a part of this conversation, 1-800-677-9377. Guys had a call from Spencer in North Carolina, who said he just called to say thanks for taking on the spiritual warfare issue and that he prays for us every day, and that's very, very nice to hear.
Very nice indeed, and spiritual warfare is a, you know, it's a big subject.
Huge.
There's a lot of detail and nuance to it, but I think the Word of God equips us. I love what the Apostle John wrote in his first letter. This has always been a passage that's been meaningful to me. He writes in the second chapter, he writes to children, he writes to young men, and he writes to fathers. And to the young men, he says this, and I write to you young men because you have overcome the evil one. And he repeats that. I write to you young men because you are strong and the Word of God lives in you and you have overcome the evil one. Can we overcome the schemes of Satan? And the Word of God answers very clearly, yes, we can. And again, it's not through human effort. It's not through our intellect, or it's not through our careful planning and scheming and those sort of things.
Yeah.
It's all by understanding the Word of God and planting ourselves firmly in the truth that the Word brings to our hearts and souls every day.
Yeah.
And as we stand there, as we take our stand there and live in that truth, we will find ourselves overcoming the evil one at every single turn.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, open lines, friends, 1-800-677-9377. Want to hear from you this on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher's here, Richard Piper's here, and we want you to be, too, by phone, 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go down to Blessing, Texas, and talk with Lori, listening to us on KBBW. Hi, Lori.
Afternoon, wherever you are. I just wanted to call just to interject just a few things that I've learned. I was born again at the age of 35, and what I feel like the Holy Spirit has taught me is, number one, God is the ultimate truth. Jesus Christ is the only way to Him. We will only see God through Jesus Christ. And that His written word is an exceptionally wonderful gift. It's all about truth. And one of the things that I love in my spiritual, in the walk as far as what people would call spiritual warfare, is that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're spiritual. And what I have found, one of the greatest weapons is love and prayer. And when someone mistreats you, if you act in kindness towards them, they really don't know how to react to that. And it always points them towards Christ. And when you let them know that it's Christ in you that has shown you how to treat people, how to love people, and gives you all the direction that you need in your life to glorify Him, there's no way that a true Christian cannot glorify God. And there's no way that the weapons and the things that we do will not point people towards Jesus Christ. And that's what I've found in my walk has been the greatest, greatest, and most edifying and joyful thing to me, is to always just die to the flesh and realize that my reactions, if I will allow Jesus Christ to fill me at that moment, when I'm weakest and about to become angry or jealous or any feeling that I might have that doesn't glorify Him, if I'll just pause and yield, God can turn any situation into a beautiful thing that glorifies Him. And that's what I've tried to teach my daughters and what my friends and I share with each other, is there's rebukes. There's no doubt that there are rebukes, but they're gentle rebukes done in love, and they're received that way. And as far as demonic forces, they're real, but they can't work in a person that's surrendered to Christ. And I just think that's the greatest thing, that we need to realize that our weapons are not carnal, and the things that our flesh wants to do, our spirit will deny. And if we'll walk in the Spirit and walk in love and kindness and purity and honesty and truth, that we'll be surprised the people that are drawn to Christ through us, it's seemingly without effort, because we're just being who we're called to be, filled with the Spirit of Christ.
Yeah, it's Jesus.
It's not a hard, complicated thing at all.
No, it's not. It's just standing in truth. There's so much in this world that is trying to get us off of that. You know, the whole world system is not built upon truth. It's built upon lies and deception, and so it's just recognizing that and knowing how to discern that in real life situations. You know, Richard and Bob, I'm a big sports fan, and we can practice all day long in a gym with shooting baskets, and we can get pretty good at shooting baskets. You know, anybody could get pretty good at shooting baskets, but once you get into a real game and have a defender on you who's trying to keep you from shooting baskets, it's a whole different story.
Sure.
It's a whole different ball game, so to speak. So you have to learn how to apply truth in real life situations, and that's where it gets difficult for so many people. That's where they get sidetracked, and so it's learning that truth, learning to apply that in day-to-day life. That's where the victory really comes. But, Lori, thank you so much for jumping on today. We certainly appreciate hearing from you and your great insights.
Right. One other thing that I think that I meant to add was praying for your enemies.
Absolutely.
Praying for your enemies. And as a woman, to yield to your husband, even if he's not born again, God holds the heart of the king. And if you are truly praying for your husband as much as you're complaining to your girlfriends about him, if you are praying for that man.
As a husband, I want all the wives to hear that.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Wow, that's just fantastic.
Yeah.
The phrase you've used twice, that is so important. The weapons of spiritual warfare are not carnal. They are not of the flesh. That is so important to know, and you've just nailed it. Thank you.
For your enemies, to pray for your enemies.
Yeah.
You may be, God may have allowed that attack, whatever it might be, that conflict, because you are the only person that will pray for that other individual. And if you see it as an opportunity to love someone and to pray for them, I just have found that it's been a long time coming and learning and yielding. And prayer and loving and understanding, it just seems to go so far rather than retaliation and acting out in the flesh. My husband and I have came a long way, 33 years of marriage, and it would not have happened without Jesus Christ.
Well, I understand that, Lori. I think we can all testify to that truth, but again, thank you for jumping on today. We appreciate your wonderful encouragement and your insightful wisdom there. So, Lori, thanks for sharing.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, let's go to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and talk with Paul, listening to us on WFUR. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Glad to talk to you guys again. My thinking is that so many people think that as long as you help people and give them food stamps and give them unemployment for a long time, or you're going to go to heaven instead of loving God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's the kind of thinking I hear so much. Do you hear that?
Well, certainly, Paul. I think we all naturally have a good works mentality. If my good works outweigh my bad works, then I'm going to go to the right place when I die. But if my bad works outweigh my good works, then I'm in a heap of trouble. But that's just fear and guilt and sin and death speaking. None of that's true. We can't produce good works as far as God is concerned. Why? Because when we're sinners, we're controlled by sin, and sin never produces good works. We may do some good things here and there, but nothing that would merit salvation. So that's why it's by grace through faith. That's why Jesus had to do what he had to do. And he willingly did it so that we could inherit eternal life.
That's right. Well, do you think a lot of people are thinking that way, that you're going to go to heaven if you just help people out financially? And that's the way I hear.
Well, I think I think most people, Paul, this is how I would state it. I think most people hope that their good works will open up the doors of heaven to them when they die. But I think deep down they know that's not the case, that they can't do enough good stuff to please God. But they don't know the answer. That's why the gospel is so vitally important, and that's why we share it each and every day on this broadcast called Basic Gospel. Well, Paul, thanks for your call today. We're out of time, and Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Yes, indeed.
Same to you.
And to everyone. And thanks to everyone for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel. If you like what you hear each day on this broadcast, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. And be sure to tell a friend about the broadcast. Please remember, too, that we need your ongoing support to keep Basic Gospel on the air. To say thank you for your gift of any amount today, we have a copy of Andrew Parley's book, Operation Screwtape, for you. That's for a gift of any amount. Remember, we as Christians have an enemy. And our spiritual enemy, seeks to steal our security, to kill our contentment, and destroy our unity with others. That's the subject that Andrew so clearly illiterates in this particular book, Operation Screwtape, The Art of Spiritual War. To make your gift and request your copy, call 1-800-727-2828 to speak with our operator. Again, 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours, or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net, a prominent link right there on the homepage. If you'd like to get late news about the ministry, its activities, upcoming conferences and other events, and information about new resources to aid your spiritual growth in Christ Jesus, why, join our email list. All you have to do is click subscribe when you visit basicgospel.net. Again, subscribe in the upper menu at basicgospel.net. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the Basic Gospel team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.